This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
I'm busting wood.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Golden State Warriors, Minnesota Timberwolves, game two tonight Minneapolis. Tip-off's at 5:30, 4:30, Warriors live right here on 95.7 The Game, and then Warriors wrap up after the final horn.
Let's go.
And if you're just joining us, I'm going to catch you up right now on what's going on. The Golden State Warriors had shoot-around this morning in Minneapolis, and Steph Curry was there, and he was asked about a possible return and when it might come. This is what Steph Curry said.
This is new, and or all that I'm learning about how quickly you get back, there has to be a healing process. That you is just the way the body works. You can't accelerate it more than what it's telling you. So it'll be one of those after a week, like really reevaluating every day to kind of understand when it's safe just to even think about playing, let alone like how much can you push it.
Oh, man, we're two peas in a pod on that, Stoney. That is like before you even think about it.
Yeah.
I
took it the same way that next Wednesday might just be
a little overzealous.
The start of a new process.
Yeah. Wow. Which would not have him on the court. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say it again. I think the Warriors are prepared to play the whole series without Steph. I may be wrong, and hopefully
I'm with
I am,
you. That would explain tears. If that Marcus Thompson, that would explain tears, wouldn't it, Steiny? Because you don't know if they're going to win, but you know it's going to be a whole hell of a lot more difficult. But that would explain tears to me.
What if I told you I actually talked to Marcus Thompson, who wrote the story?
What'd he say?
Well, first of all, I told him that I hadn't read his story as soon as I should have. And, he described the scene at halftime.
Yeah. Did you apologize for that? Or
for what?
I would have been like, well, thanks.
Well, you didn't read it when he wrote it.
Hey, I didn't hear your album.
There's a lot to read.
Through the grapevine,
Was it done by the early morning?
That sounds like a song. Was it done by the early morning?
That might have been a late drop from Marcus. Anyway, he describes a scene at halftime where Steph Curry was crying and Kerr came into the locker room and didn't say anything but just gave him a hug. And I told Marcus, man, after I read that first paragraph in your story, my first thought was he knows he's done, and that's why he was so emotional and despondent.
Yeah.
Marcus said that he thought he didn't think it was all over, but that was his biggest fear, that it might be. And I know it's parsing words, but in any way you take it.
Well, what we do know now for, I'm calling him a killer on the hardwood, Steph, competitive, scratch golfer. These three games, let's just put it at three. The fact that he's missing three playoff games, Steiny, is probably a blow to just him, the competitor. But to hear that soundbite, that's how I could understand in the moment he could get to tears on, hey, I'm 37, man. We finally got the right trade. We feel good. And now I might not be here or, get the opportunity. So I get that, man. Last time you cried.
No. That's personal.
I just hate that you would hide it.
Well, I just hate that you would ask such a personal question on the airwaves. Let me think. Hold on.
Mine was at the bed.
I'll tell you when the next time's going to be. July 4th.
What we got going?
That's when my daughter's getting married.
Oh, that's...
I'm going to be a mess.
I'm glad I brought... Now, that's... You are a good dude, man.
Well, I got the day off work, you know.
Not really. So.
Where's it at?
It's in Berkeley.
It's here, local.
Yes, they met.
Well, I was hoping
they met
you had to take some time off.
They met at the University of California, and they're getting married at a place called the Faculty Club, which is a nice little enclave on the Cal campus.
Dude, hey, real quick,
sure.
Ask me last time I cried. No, seriously,
dude. When's the last time you cried?
Yesterday, I go to DMV to pay my tags, 370 registration. She goes, Mr. Johnson, it's 700. I go, for what? Parking tickets, man. And we work in the city. Don't look at me like, you know, you forget about a couple.
Goo, you park in a garage.
Well, not when we go out, you know.
Guru.
We hit corners out here. Don't act like we just come. You know what I mean.
Goo.
I pick Evan up at the bus stop here, my double park, and come back. Like,
I mean, once you
they
turn,
always come back to get
exactly. Like once you turn 25, you realize they never go away. Most adults deal with that.
Norm said, "You got to be the smartest, dumbest. I can't say the other word, dude I've ever met." And I had to pay it.
I got three last month. It was brutal.
Did you
pay
him
right away?
Yeah, Evan,
right
I feel
away.
Better. Oh, yeah, you pay them right away.
If you let them
right
build away. Up, then the $700 will make you cry.
Yeah. Wow.
Plus, there's probably penalties, right?
No, hey, don't talk about that, but dude, it hurt me, man.
Kenny and I are on the same page. As soon as I get a ticket, I go right to the laptop.
Right. I mean, what are you waiting for?
Exactly. Hey, maybe it'll go away.
I contest a lot of them, but I'm betting a buck 08 on them.
All right. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby's in Los Altos. What's up, Bobby? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, obviously, if it's going to happen to Steph, it's going to happen. But this is the positives I'm taking into game two.
First of all,
we're up 1-0. So we're up 1-0. And to me, the focus of this game shouldn't be who's going to fill the offensive gap. It's going to be what are we going to do to maintain defensive excellence. So personally, from a lineup standpoint, I think Looney should start, and I think probably Pods and Moody because of defense more so than offense. Because really, the way we're going to win this game is trying to continue get in my head to say, hey, you're not going to be able to score enough points. And that's what the advantage we have right now going into game two. And the reason I'm saying that it's a positive in the sense that we have the luxury, or Steve Kerr has the luxury of playing with different lineups and different strategies. And quite honestly, if we drop this game, I mean, who's going to be mad at walking away with a split? So I really think that, if Steph had to get injured, it couldn't work out any better.
Oh, Bobby.
But we miss, so he said Looney, Pods, and Moody, but there's one spot open. He says if he goes with the big lineup, Looney will get that spot. Dre, Pods, I believe, is still going to, so where did Moody come in at?
I think he meant Moody would start instead of, I think he meant Pods, Moody, Butler, Green,
Looney.
Oh,
Buddy's not coming out the starting lineup, Stoney, to me, especially now that Steph's down.
Okay.
And him on fire on the heater? That's just me.
I'm Batman.
He is, man.
Yeah, I don't. I hear what Bobby's saying. I just think you just lost 25 points, and the way the playoffs have gone, you're not scoring 120 these days. So I get it. I get all the concern, but where are the points going to come from?
Yeah.
Or do you have to rely on winning 95-90?
What's on the menu, Stoney.
But I mean then the Timberwolves might have a historically bad three-point shooting series. I mean,
they had a bad two games. Well, I know the other one.
And they
don't
had
count.
A great season.
Yeah, no doubt.
So,
and you're at home.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Rom in Orinda. Hey, Rom, how you doing?
Doing well, Matt and Daryl. Good afternoon. Yeah, I think the question around just do they have enough scoring with Steph on the shelf, I think the answer is no. I mean, I love the renaissance of Buddy Hield. I'm from Oklahoma, and I saw that guy go from nothing to one of the most prolific scorers in college basketball, so I'm super happy to see him thrive in the playoffs. But just as I look at this team in the aggregate, I just don't see they have enough reliable scoring from Moody, Pajinski, Payton, and Kuminga. And I'll add Dre there, too. I think amongst those five guys, I mean, where is the scoring going to come from reliably to win three more games?
Hey, real quick, let me jump in and ask you this. Let me ask you this. Were you shocked that the way you're talking, were you shocked that they held on in game one because they played damn near the whole game without Steph?
No, I'm not surprised by it because Minnesota couldn't hit the side of a barn. And I just don't expect that to happen through the series. I mean, I think that was a complete anomaly from the Timberwolves. So, Rudy Tomjanovich, I never underestimate the Harlem champion. I think the Warriors win one more, and then I think the Wolves take this in six.
Appreciate the call.
So everybody's in agreement, Stani. That Minnesota, you would think, just cannot be that inept again.
Well, from three-point range.
Man.
What was his name? The last caller?
I don't remember.
Darn. He used the word that is the money word. Reliable. Reliable scoring. And, okay, so, like, this is the way, I'll tell you how I kind of look at it, and you can tell me if you agree or not. Right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Give it to me.
One of the things I thought the Warriors, I don't know if get away with, but the recipe for Warriors playoff win is the 1-2 of Butler and Steph. Can they get you 50? And then can one other guy, all right, come through.
Yeah.
And then that guy hits, let's say, 18. So now you're up to 70-ish. Okay? And then you get all the rest that gets you to 90 or 95. But without Steph Curry, now they need Butler and another reliable scorer. They're going to need multiple guys on multiple nights. That's what I do think is going to be a challenge for the Warriors.
No doubt.
Like, they need two role players now to be really good, and then still everybody else has to be solid.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I just keep going back to Pods and Moody because I feel like right now they're a little shaky when it comes to scoring the ball, but all I'm asking them to do is score 10 apiece. That used to be a walk in the park, a piece of cake for them, but now against better teams and on a bigger platform – I feel like that might have something to do with it. But, Stani, if I tell you the Warriors are going to hold Minnesota to 90 points because they're that good defensively, then we're not asking for the moon in regard to if Butler can get me 28, Dre can get me 10, that's 38.
Do you believe the Warriors are going to – that Minnesota is going to average 90 points in this series? I mean, maybe the Warriors have to hold them to that. That seems very low.
Yeah, and I wouldn't feel comfortable. I want to say no, but if I come see you tomorrow at the same time, and you know they put up 89 points or another stinker, and I'm like, man, Minnesota might obviously from the math component standpoint they're in trouble, but man, it's this Warrior defense that has them bottled up.
I mean, look, I don't know how much of it's the Warriors defense. The Timberwolves couldn't hit the side of a barn against the Lakers.
We all saw it. They couldn't even run a fast break.
Against the Lakers, they couldn't make a shot. Game one against the Warriors, they can't make a shot. But yeah, if the Timberwolves come out tonight and go 7-for-30 from three and they lose again, then you have to really start honing in on what the Warriors are doing defensively.
Right.
And, balance that with, I mean, how bad are the Timberwolves?
And there
shooting?
We go. There
I mean,
we go.
You know, Evan had the stat from game one, and
uncontested.
The numbers from game one would lead you to believe that the Timberwolves are going to make more threes. Give it to. Do you remember it offhand again, Evan?
They didn't make a single contested three.
Oh,
essentially, they were 0 for 15 on contested threes. They were 4 for 15.
Yeah.
On wide open three.
And they didn't make one at all in the first half, right? I believe they had a goose egg.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, no, they were 0 for, I forget the number, but yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, to the caller's point, that does feel like a statistical anomaly.
Oh, I get that. I totally get it.
Steiny and Goo, this is from Uncle Looney on the YouTube chat. Steiny and Goo, don't you think the Dubs can shoot better too? Dubs actually shot a lower percentage by the end of that game.
But they got out of there, what, 42% from three?
Who?
The Warriors.
Yeah, the Warriors were fine from three, but their overall was less than Minnesota.
Oh, the field. All right,
but I mean,
there was an interesting number in Hollinger's story today, which is about like one of the reasons that road teams have been so successful is three pointers are more valuable than they've ever been. Like not a single road team in these playoffs that is every road team that's outshot the home team from three has won. So essentially, that's
is that what it's come down to?
Yeah. When the Boston Celtics go 15 for 60 from the 3-point line, they don't deserve to win.
And now you didn't have my back.
Well, I didn't see. Hold on.
But if the 60 was 45,
I looked at my notepad,
right,
and I was expecting to hear
you say something. I got you.
And there was a pause, and I looked over, and you were hunched over. It almost looked like you were vomiting.
Yeah. No, I'm a little triggered because the boss goes in his archives and puts some stuff out on Twitter from years ago, and I don't know if you remember, I had to burp, and you go, oh my God. What was that? And I was like, you could have handled it different. It's pretty funny. But anyway, what if you knock that 60 down to 45 or 40?
But the game's already been played, so you can't.
Go win.
You can't do that.
But you know if you're on or not.
Well, they were 10 for 40 last night.
Yeah. Man.
They're 25 for, what, 100?
They're not done either, though. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, you're probably right.
Yeah.
But you'll say the T-Wolves are done when they get down 0-2. But the T-Wolves aren't the Celtics. I get it. Yeah. Hey, somebody brought up Anthony Edwards and his health, and he doesn't look right. I got to tell you, I don't buy it.
Yeah,
but
there's some rapping on that leg.
Did you watch him during the Lakers series?
Yeah.
He was explosive.
But what about when he went down in that series
and
he was out for a second, came back, and it was that he was grabbing at his calf. No. And Reggie Miller was like, oh, no, he's okay.
No.
But I got you.
He's
I'm not
fine.
Giving you that. All right.
He's fine.
And if he wasn't, I think Fitch wouldn't have came down his road. How about that? That's how I know he's fine.
And if he's not fine, it doesn't matter. He's got to play.
Mm.
Steph Curry's not fine. He's more hurt than Edwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Skip and Hayward.
Oh, Skip E.
Hey, Skip, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Steiny and Guru? Thanks for taking my call, man, on this beautiful Thursday.
Sure.
Look, I know that, Steiny, I know you like old school basketball, and I know you complain about how the league is. How bad the league is. Why don't we get back to steals, fast breaks, and rebounds? How about that, Steiny? How about we play defense? Defense, you know what that is, Steiny? If we continue to play the defense we've been playing, we will be successful. But if we don't get back on defense, if we don't get the steals, if we don't get the fast breaks, if we don't get the rebounds, we will get blown out.
Mm.
Also, you know, you guys, I had that sprain, that grade one sprain.
Yeah.
It took me 2 weeks to heal from it. 2 weeks. And then I was worried about if I was going to re-injure it after 2 weeks. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you my call. I'm out.
Thanks, Skip. I would say this.
He wasn't coming after you, was he? It was like you weren't an advocate for defense. But anyway, go ahead.
Let me tell you what the worst thing you could do is, if you're the Warriors. Worst thing you could do is get back on defense. You want to encourage this team to fast break.
That was so
awful. Evan. How's this team on the break in transition?
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
Oh, man. That is the greatest thing ever, man. And it was that, Evan. He's got it with one word.
I wonder if he went up to...
He's so nonchalant about it, though.
I wonder if
the decision making was diabolical.
You know what? Willard and Dib should have asked Kerr yesterday, hey, what do you have in the game plan that encourages the other team to get a 3-on-2 fast break?
How do you play it?
How do we make sure that the Timberwolves have numbers on the break?
I'm picturing Julius Randle. Ant had a bad one. Julius had a bad one. Like, dude, what? The goal is to score, man.
Yeah, Steve Kerr's. Well, we actually really like Randle bringing it up the court in a 3-on-1.
Oh, boy.
We have all five guys crash,
but Harry,
we don't give a rat's behind about defensive balance.
Harry might have really hit it out the park, Snotty. I mean what I'm about to say. That might have been an all-time playoff performance. I mean, that's how awful that thing was, man. 31 points at halftime at home.
Oh, boy. Nick in Ohio, one of our favorites. What's up, Nick? How you doing?
Pretty good, gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the name for Pat, nickname, I like White Smoke, but why can't it just be Smoke? You know, Alex Haley, the author of Roots, he said, you're going to come up with a title, make it one word, because it's more poignant and you know, memorable.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I think Smoke describes it all. Yes, he's white, you know, a white guy, he's doing good. But Smoke, you know, I think it's...
Yeah, I was just thinking. I was just thinking of the Pope. That's all. But I hear you.
Okay.
And thumbs up to the great Roots author,
Alex Haley.
Yeah. You see that? Go ahead, Nick.
Of course. I have.
Hey, you know, guys, something I saw after the bad losses in Houston on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, I saw. And I haven't heard anybody talk about this. Maybe I just missed it. But Curry made an announcement that he's retiring after the season because he just can't keep up with the young cats, quote unquote. And I thought, well, let me verify this. So I couldn't get any kind of verification, but the video is there. It's him talking. He's at the podium. And you guys know anything about that?
No, I don't.
Google it. Steph Curry announces retirement.
Wow. Thanks, Nick. You know what, though? I'll make you feel better. It happens to Guru twice a week.
What?
You fall for something.
Oh, you get duped.
Hey, and by the way, don't you dare, when I said, have you seen Roots, be offended.
Oh, I was.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, so you've seen Roots.
Come on,
so have I. Okay. I don't doubt that. Have you been to the African American History Museum?
That I have not.
Oh, okay. I have.
But my father has.
I'm sure he has, because that's important to him.
But why would that rump crinkle your... Yeah. Because, put your wig back on. I'm good. We're good. You did the way you... Come on. I'm Malcolm X, the course.
Roots was a long time ago.
But it still applies to what we got going on.
Yeah.
I don't want to get fired.
Six-part series, I believe.
Well, by the way, there's already a Smoke. Dave Stewart.
That's true.
And there's a Smoke rapper, lives across the street from Norm, Smoke on IG. He can rap with the best of them.
Where's he from?
San Jose, but he lives in the Yune. Smoke. Steiny. He's got bars.
Moving on up.
Yeah, when you come to Norm's party next year, you and Evan, you'll meet him.
I need to talk to your neighbor again because I...
What happened?
Remember the woman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's still there.
Yeah, she was funny.
Yeah.
She's cool. All right, 888-957-9570. We only got one more segment to go before the all-important crossover.
Do they know what you shot?
I didn't have a score yesterday. God. Remember?
It's like it didn't happen.
Well, I got extra money in my wallet, so it happened.
Oh, boy.
It happened, baby.
I made it up.
All right, 888-957-9570. Last chance to get in for today. Tip-off, 5:30 right here on 95.7 The Game, 4:30 Warriors Live, and then, of course, Warriors wrap-up afterwards. Don't go anywhere. It's all here right on 95.7 The Game.
I might go viral. You guys got to put some respect on my gambling.
I am Jake Paul.
Okay, there we go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
And you're going to be mad.
Why?
We got a new leader in the clubhouse for Pat Spencer and nickname, our boy Leroy.
Does he need a reason?
Wow, that's pretty good. You remember the 2000 NBA slam dunk competition that was here in Oakland?
The which one?
Vince Carter, when he showed out.
I was there. Okay. I was under the basket.
And he did the thing with his hands after he's like, basically, it's over.
Yeah.
That's what this is with Leroy. So the new nickname for Pat Spencer is, going back to 1985,
right,
a show called Spencer for Hire with Robert, what was my guy's name?
Robert Urey.
Yeah, and Avery Brooks. Stoddy Spencer for Hire.
You know, it's funny. I've seen a lot of that on the text line, and it just didn't do it for me.
Are you seriously saying you don't like that?
I don't like that.
Wow.
I like White Smoke.
Well, you stole it. Well, we did here, too. But Leroy, I feel you, baby.
Now, why would you say that? I did not steal it. Please take that back.
You borrowed it.
From whom?
Whatever was going on with the Pope.
When they announce a new Pope, White Smoke comes out of the chimney. And I said, that'd be a great nickname for Pat Spencer.
Hey, yeah. I didn't know that.
What were you talking about white men can't jump for?
Oh, Spencer for Hire. Evan let me know. I go, it's too old. It's older than you. And Evan let me know because I'm a movie buff and so is he. Mark Wahlberg, the great Mark Wahlberg, did a reboot of Spencer for Hire, which is on Netflix.
Oh.
I haven't seen it, but I'm going. And Evan got in my ear and said, reboot stink.
No,
white men can't jump. But they redid that.
They
I kind of liked it. Yeah. Had the white rapper in it. What's my boy's name?
Eminem.
There's more than one white rapper.
Oh, hold on. He's passed, but the guy from Pittsburgh, Mac Miller?
No,
he wasn't in it.
Closer, though.
Give it to me. I'm forgetting.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, Jack Harlow.
More like Whack Harlow after that performance.
But the script is the script, so I kind of liked it. And it's about basketball. You'd have liked it.
I don't necessarily like basketball movies. In fact,
The Fish to Say Pittsburgh?
First of all, I can't stand the guy who starred in it. All right. White Men Can't Jump
is a classic.
No, there's always something in a basketball movie where you're thinking, yeah, it doesn't. Nah, it doesn't work.
They were playing pickup. Fittest beat.
Woody Harrelson's jumper was so broke, it wasn't even funny.
Well, in the 80s, everyone shot weird.
No, they didn't.
Hey, that's a great one.
No, they didn't.
Come on, Scotty.
Harrelson's jumper was just broken.
What about Wesley?
Elbows out.
How about Wesley? I believe he wasn't a real hooper.
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
There was one hooper in that movie, Marcus Johnson.
Yeah, Marcus. He went to the trunk. Yeah.
You know, even as good as Hoosiers is.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah.
The basketball scenes, I'm like, oh boy.
Okay, Blue Chips with Shaq.
I never saw it.
I don't know what to do with you, man.
The most realistic basketball
movie
of all time is Hoop Dreams.
That's because it's a real. It's a documentary.
That's exactly right.
There's no acting.
It's not a movie.
It's them, which was sad, by the way.
You mean the best basketball real basketball?
When they have the Oscars and there's an award for best documentary, it's under the umbrella of the Motion Picture Society of America, or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I haven't seen Coach Carter.
All right. Wow, Steiny.
That's about Richmond. You like it.
Mitch? Rich Mitchman?
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchell.
Hey,
who I did see All-Star Weekend and told him, I'm the guy that called you that.
He didn't even know. He lives in L.A. How do you know?
He listens to Bay Area. And
he doesn't have the Odyssey app.
Dude, stop. It's him and Bonte are boys.
Let's go to Luis in Hayward.
Luis.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Game day.
Game night, man. I'm excited. So, I heard you guys talking about Steph, saying, everyone's kind of worried about when he's going to come back, and everyone's, trying to be a doctor, it seems like. I think he'll just be out for, I would say, about three games, by game, game five,
six?
He should be back. Yeah. Game five, he should be back. I think if we could take one out of these three games, I think we'll be fine. But honestly, I think we could take two out of these three games, you know, in my opinion. If we put, in my opinion, the starting lineup, we insert Buddy Hield, Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney, man, I've always been a big fan of Kevon Looney. Shout out to him. I think if he be a little aggressive like how he was in game one, you know, and we look more into zone tonight, you know, make Anthony Edwards beat us with a three, you know, don't let him get downhill. I think we should be fine, you know, but if we can get at least one in these next three games, I think Warriors fans, you know, don't have a worry. And Stephen Curry should be back by game five.
All right. That's optimistic.
Can I get a quick shout out as well?
Sure,
yeah.
Why not?
Real quick.
Huh?
I just dropped a new Christian single. If ever, anyone wants to check it out, House on the Hill, Lil Lou.
Okay, Lil Lou. Check it out. Yeah, right, House Lil on the Lou. Hill. Christian rap. Yeah.
See, now I'm going to listen to it because it doesn't sound like a Christian song title. House on the Hill. You know what I mean? I would expect the Christian song. Glory be.
Well, he's an artist. It can go so many ways.
Stop
and I'm gonna listen
sinning.
To him. Yeah.
Or
Lil Lou.
Or The White Smoke.
Yeah.
That's the first single.
Yeah. Why didn't we break it to him? And we're not trying to be negative.
I don't know.
It's like
talking.
Me get Lil Lou.
Oh.
Curry's not coming back. But he's so good. But that's what he means to people.
You know, actually, you know what movie?
Oh,
and I don't know the movie. I'm going to ask for help here. And I might need Evan. The most realistic basketball scene I've ever seen. What's the movie with Philip Seymour Hoffman taking jumpers outside and he's saying, let it rain? What is that movie?
Along Came Polly.
I don't know.
I think that's it,
so
Evan.
Funny.
I think that's it.
Now, he had a bad jumper.
I'll tell you who didn't. Denzel.
Stop. Stop it.
He got game? Spike Lee?
I know the movie.
Did you see Denzel shoot? He played who? Oh, my God.
You know he really scored on Ray Allen in that scene?
Wow.
Like, the whole point of the
Jesus
scene.
Jesus Shuttleworth. You
yeah,
mean.
Jesus Shuttleworth. Yeah. The whole point of the scene was for him to lose 10-0, but he scored three times.
I almost teared up watching that scene, man. He wins. Anyway, go ahead, Starry.
No, I didn't really have anything.
But why are you mad at Denzel? He had a nice jumper in the movie.
Did he play at Fordham?
I know
he played. Where he went.
Yeah, I know that's where he
probably played in high school.
Yeah.
And then let me tell you what happened. What happens to a lot of guys like that? They have a high school. They have a high school career. They get to college. They realize they're not good enough. They come home on Thanksgiving break and say, "Yeah, the coach didn't like me." The coach
and
didn't like me.
I know a few like that, but that's
I'm transferring.
Incredible. You say it like you've been through it, Stardy.
No, you're
I
right.
I just wish you would have went D1,
right.
Man.
You're right. I did, Goo. I did. Halfway through freshman year, I was like, "I got to get out of here."
Transfer portal.
Nope. It's called sticking it out.
Yeah. And what about your boy from Bama trying to get with the current president to ban the portal?
I don't know who you're even talking
Saban.
About.
Saban. That's what ran him off. And now he's trying to get it banned.
He misses coaching
Dude,
so much.
Evan, I'm disappointed in him, man.
Who? Which one?
Saban. Get with the times. But soon as they had a voice or could do something... Bye. Oh,
you
man.
Guys know, you guys know who the most honest man in sports is right now?
Steve Kerr.
Paul Pierce.
That, wow. We had
I'll
to
tell you
talk.
What. I'm with you.
Dude, I love the dude now. Tell us why, Evan.
So Paul Pierce yesterday on his show, Speak, on FS1, said that if the Boston Celtics lose to the Knicks in game two, he would walk to work in his robe, barefoot, approximately 15 miles. And so today... He got out of bed
with
his robe on, and he walked to work barefoot.
A man of his word,
it's
guys.
Incredible.
That is. And Kashawn and Bucher, Rick Bucher's on the show. They tried to talk him out of it. Say the series. Don't do it. And he did it.
That's impressive.
You got to love
nobody
guys
would
like
have,
that.
Nobody would have made him go barefoot.
He said it.
Do you think he did?
He was taking videos of himself. Yeah, like walking along
he
the sidewalk
had to, that,
barefoot.
In a robe.
With barefoot.
Yeah, in a robe.
Oh, man.
in a row.
He lives in the valley, too. There's probably some elevation.
Dude, he walked 15 miles on like concrete and macadam.
Man, glass.
It's over.
A lot of stuff.
Tell you what, now he'll really need that wheelchair.
Man.
I mean, goodness gracious.
But that's how confident he was in the Celtics. What's going on there? I'm smarter than everybody.
Hey, no.
I'm out on him.
No, Evan and I have decided we like him.
For what?
He's weird.
Missoula?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like him.
Why don't you call the timeout, coach? Gosh.
He doesn't have to explain himself to anybody.
But he's a champion.
He didn't call a timeout because in the previous possession they got a dunk.
Yeah.
They didn't look like champions
last
night.
Well, shame on you for thinking you were going to get another dunk. Come up with something else. Hey.
Well, how about a shot?
Michael Malone, what did that chip do for him? Got him fired.
That was 2 years ago.
Well,
what have you done for me lately? Johnny Jackson.
That's a two.
Gone. Let's go to Jason in Philly.
Your boy.
What's up, Jace? How you doing, man?
Yo, what up, guys?
Hey.
I'm doing well. Hey, I'm looking at the rest of this series from two vantage points. One as a fan that says, yeah, the Warriors can get it done. But the other side, just as a basketball guy, saying there's no way. But I'm hoping the best. I don't think Steph is coming back. I wouldn't. After watching KD, I think they're going to be really gun-shy with him. And there's no way I'm risking Curry tearing a hamstring just to maybe get to a game seven. So I don't think we're going to see Curry this series. And I don't think they got enough ammunition to get it to even game seven. Wow. However, I do have an idea because they're really going to be desperate for floor space. And I think one thing I haven't heard anybody bring up is the fact that now the double team effort is really going to be on Butler, and there's no one else on that court that's going to be able to break that pressure. And the way that Butler was able to do it in Miami was, you know, fill the court with shooters, and we don't really have consistent shooters. Hill would be the closest thing to that. So the guys are really going to have to shoot the ball well. But my question is, I know they're probably going to spread the court. I agree with you guys when you said starting Moody tonight, and you have Moody, Pods, Hills out there. But I wonder, and I want to see what you guys think. What do you think about getting TJD out there? I know he hasn't been that great down the stretch, but he'll give a vertical threat, which will help Jimmy when he's in that high post, mid post area, when he's on his dribble drive, to kind of help space the floor some more. I'm curious to what you guys think about that.
Good call, man.
Thanks, Jace.
We're gonna have some real talk right here about this.
In a weird way, think Trayce Jackson-Davis might be better equipped in this series than post.
But, no doubt about it. And well, I'm going to say this.
Defensively, yes. Okay. I don't know about offensive.
All right. And you got to pick and choose, right?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And no, and not just be a fool right now to double back on Coach Kerr and so much of woulda, coulda, shoulda, and when's he going to play? Why is he not playing? Been about Kuminga. But, Stani, we got to see it happen. Obviously, I don't want it to happen. But at some juncture, I would like to be somebody explain to me and maybe the coach. I know TJD is not the best finisher. But, Stani, what happened and when did it happen to where he was just – his number was just – in the closet or put in a drawer.
Well,
he's not
a good finisher.
Oh no, that I got that. Yeah. But defensively, he can alter shots.
He's light.
Block. Stani, we've seen it.
We've seen what?
Like him be a presence on the defensive end.
Every seven games. This is the playoffs. Come on, Goo.
Well,
I mean, at his best, he's okay.
That's a lot of size. Nobody's taken advantage of him yet. But even the Rockets did to a degree to get back in the series, and he was just an afterthought. So I guess I'm just asking. Like, I ain't telling you he's Luau Cinder, Stani, but nothing.
Well, the Warriors out rebounded Minnesota by 10.
That happened in the first game.
And they held the Timberwolves to 88.
So we're talking about six more games in adjustment. Well,
but there was no need for Trayce Jackson-Davis in that game. Yeah. And you know what?
to me, it's the kind of thing where if Trayce Jackson-Davis plays, it means they're running low on options. That's what it means to me. Or, you know, we got to try something and hopefully find something.
And I'm still high on Post because of his three ball, but can you not get manipulated or taken advantage of defensively? So we'll see where that goes. But like I said, that Houston series put hair on some of these guys' chests, these youngsters, in regard to how fast and the pace. You got to keep your head on the swivel, Stoney, and Houston could exploit that. So we'll see. I can't wait for tonight. 5:30, Stoney, not 6:30. 5:30 tonight.
Yep. The one somebody called in earlier, I forget who it was, but I thought about it, and I think he had a point, and he was like, I think the pressure's on the Warriors role players. And the more I think about it, I think he's right.
No doubt. Because there's
How come you didn't say it then?
I said it this morning, about 10:20.
After he called.
Now, this is why I love the chat, YouTube chat. Mustafa Ward. Stop questioning the coaches to see these guys every day.
Thank you.
That sounds like Norm wrote that. But you know what I mean. Dust the guy off and see if the moment gets, if they could take advantage of it. That's what sports is about in life.
Who do you trust? Like, who has the better role players in this series? Like, that's the thing. To me, it's not even close. It's Minnesota. Without Curry on the floor, and assuming, like, Edwards equals Butler.
Okay,
you got Draymond. Right. He's legit. But then Pods has played 8 playoff games.
But would you take Pods over Conley right now? I would.
But I'm more talking about McDaniels, Reed.
Oh, no, those are, come on now. Those are
Julius Randle, DiVincenzo.
Yeah. But 3 of those dudes are starters, though, Stoney. You know,
right, and so's Moody, and so's Looney, and so's Pajemski. And so's Healed.
Well, there was a reason, you know, the Minnesota was heavily favored, and that was with Steph. So just think about what we're talking about.
I mean, they were favored because of the lack of rest that they got.
Wow.
And
look what they did with that.
Yeah.
All-time horrible performance offensively.
By the way, when I say role player, it doesn't necessarily mean the guy doesn't start.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Me off.
I don't care if Moody starts or not. He's a role player.
But wouldn't he be a starter?
He's a role player. I don't care if he starts. He's still a role player.
Like if my son was in the NBA and he started and you called him a role player, he don't come off the bench. He starts.
Yeah, and he's a role player because he's not the star of the team.
Oh, man. Stoney, I think you'll take some L's on that, though.
That's fine. I make up my own rules.
Those are facts.
Like, for example, let's see. Just give me a team. Name me a team.
The Pacers.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh.
They got some guys.
Does Nembe start?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, he's a good role player.
But he's not. Evan, help him.
Like 13 assists.
And he's a
night.
Starter. Yeah. You're a starter, so you don't get that label.
You
that
do comes in my book, and you can't change
I wouldn't read your book.
You can't change that.
But you know you're cheating.
Okay. So the Philadelphia,
that's not fair, Stoney.
So the Philadelphia 76ers, when they won a title, they started Mark Ivarone over Bobby Jones.
He came off the bench.
Okay. He was a role player. Mark Ivarone was a role player. He started, played 9 minutes, came out, played 9 minutes. He's a role player.
But you understand the difference if he tells his grandkids, I was a starter on the championship
team. He can.
He's not lying.
That's fine. That's fine. He was a role-playing starter. Kurt Rambis was a role player.
He was a starter.
He was a role player. And if he didn't play the role that he played, he would have never played.
What would you call Iggy in his heyday here?
Oh, absolutely a role player here. He was a sixth man. Come on now. He played the role of adult in the room.
I just think there's a difference. I would take anything to get in the league. But, Stoney, when you say role player, that's somebody coming off the bench.
Yeah, not
when you start, you're a starter.
Well, what about when you don't start all the time, like Moody? He doesn't start all the time.
Well, there's a conversation.
Yeah, he's a role player. And see, that's the problem, is people think if you're a starter, you're a star. No, you're not. You're just a starter on a team that you might be able to start on because they're not as good or they have an opening.
I'm nice.
What would you call Derek White in Boston?
He's a role player.
Stop it, Steiny. He's not. He's that dude's an assassin.
My point is, look, it's Tatum, it's Brown. Holiday's a big name.
Derek White is giving you more than Drew these days.
Good role player. He can bring the ball up the court.
What about Tatum?
Hey, Kerr had the best day yesterday, right? With Tatum doing what he did. What was that last shot?
There was no shot.
What were you doing, JT?
For like Iguodala, when he was in Philadelphia, he was not a role player. He was one of their best players. In Golden State, he was a role player.
Who got his jersey in the rafters? Come on, Steiny. Role players don't get that.
He got it for one game.
Now you're just at the Apollo right now. We're just listening to you.
No, Draymond's not a role player. He's part of the big three.
And one of the best defenders to ever do it.
I said he's not a role player. But go ahead, fire names off. I'll tell you. I have my list of who's who.
Rick Fox.
He's a role player. Oh my God. He was like the easiest guy to define as a role player. Keep going. I love this game.
Horace Grant.
Role player.
Steiny,
he was on with Rodman, Pippen, Jordan.
You're becoming me when you say all you care about is the ha-ha. Everybody we get is not a superstar.
That's right.
But to take starters on good-ass teams and say they're role players.
Horace Grant had a role.
Okay, what was Robert Parrish?
He was a star. He's in the Hall of Fame.
But I wonder why you're doing that different.
Because Robert Parrish is in the Hall of Fame and Horace Grant ain't.
What was Mo Cheeks?
He was a star. He's in the Hall of Fame. Like, he was also a starter on a championship team.
Bobby Portis when the Bucks
won. He's a role player. Bobby Portis is a role player.
I think you're being unfair.
Yeah, probably.
Well, like, see, you know it.
It's just that I have some standards. Not everybody is great. Hey, I'll tell you what. Podziemski, he's a star.
Nobody's
saying that.
Moody,
I'll tell you
what.
Moody could be a star.
Nah.
Let me tell you something. Pat Spencer, given more time, I think he could be a star in this league. Pat Spencer, a role player?
Well, that I got. Okay, right. And Uncle Looney, Mikal Bridges. He's getting paid like the man.
Mikal Bridges.
Come on, Steiny. He is not
a
role player.
That's a good one. Let me think about that. Let me think about Mikal Bridges. All right, we got to go. Yeah. That segment. Oh, we got crossover next. That means Dibley and Willard here. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
And that's what life's about.